I said over to the high school boys earlier today. So my mother told me that my mother's born in Poland. So her father used to light, they were very, very poor. So he used to take a raw potato and cut it in half. He would hollow out a little, put in some oil, put in a wick, and that was what he used for the menorah. That was the menorah. Right.
We could do the same thing with the pizza.
Well, the pizza, you don't have to add the oil, right? Well, there he had to add the oil. So the shadow was that acceptable? So the person actually spoke about this, whether there's a requirement of a kli. It's not a valid kli. There's a halach of a kli by Neres Chanukah. The Avinezer is a true. Avinezer says that there's a requirement of a kli. It has to be put in a kli. So you would not be answered with that. There's a Chibina Rav has a chuba about using eggshells, whether eggshells are considered a kli or not. But again, he assumes you need a kli, and he says that the issue is whether. So eggshells, actually, there's a Mishnah about it. There's a Mishnah in the Sethus Poro whether an eggshell is considered a kli in regards to the din of the water for the Poro Duma, the Mechatas, there's a din of kli. The look is annoying whether a eggshell is a valid clean for that purpose. We pass in a clinical clean. So don't use an eggshell.
What about the eggshell and the ostrich?
Doesn't make a difference. An eggshell is an eggshell. The problem wasn't the size, the problem was it's an eggshell. There's a Pharisee Gemara which says that a nutshell could be a clean. So if you want to really get desperate, you take a walnut shell, you can use that.
Coconut?
Just be careful about it shouldn't burn, but then the same. But in regards to but the Mishabur does not bring down anybody you need a kli. The Mishabur actually talks about a case of using wax candles, and the Mishabur says basically you could take the daf, which is on that part of the house, the windowsill, and just put it on the windowsill. So he clearly doesn't hold you need a din of a kli. So according to him, the car shouldn't be a problem. Shouldn't be a problematic. Not Hamzan Raya, because there is a Magan of Ram, and Hilchus Shabbos, or Hilchus Yomtov, which talks about the issue of if you have a wax candle, and you want to cut it shorter, etc., you might have a din of Tikkun Kli, which means the Magan of Ram holds that a wax candle is a din of a Kli. It's brought down on Hilchus Shabbos, the Gabi Tiltal, if it's not lit, this Kli Shem not the Lisser. So he calls it, as opposed to something that's not a Kli at all, it's a kli shem not the lisser. So it could be over here, even though it's not in a kli, but in itself as a kli, might be better. So why is this so negative to you guys? Fascinating discussion. The travel oil cup thing is very negative. So now you have one of these travel oil cups. So the chachil will be trying to use a kli. It's preferred to use a kli. The shemur again seems to hold that you don't need a kli, but again, the riots from wax candles, not Hamzan Raya, because it could be the Erekli itself. So, what's the status of these travel oil things that people use for the neighbors? So, they come in two ways. One of them comes in a way where it's basically totally sealed, and you break it open, and you use it, and that's it. It's only usable one time. The other one comes more. It's like a cup with a cover. And usually those ones are congealed oil. And you take the cover off. Now, theoretically, it could be used more than one time. The idea, obviously, is you can throw it out if you want. There's no reason why you should keep it. I usually come around at the end of the season after everybody, take a few home and just have extra glass ones. Because why not? Because anyway, she was going to throw it out. So, but like most people don't, forage in the aftermath of the Hanukkah thing to use those. So what's the status in regards to having a din of a kli? So let's one by two. So this becomes a fascinating question. So the ones which are not reusable at all, they're made, you break them open, and you throw them out afterwards. So it's a din of kleisless. There's a case in it's a Mishnah Masechtas Kalim talks about a kli, which the way you would use it is by ripping it open, then using it, taking out the contents, and then throwing it away. So that's not a kli. It's not a kabbal tumah. So the chardos are not a keli, but the ones which can be reused, but the fact that you choose not to reuse them doesn't take away the din of a kli from them. So this is a fascinating question. We discussed this once in regards to using disposable cups for kiddush. Kiddush has a requirement of a kosher, a requirement of a kli. Now I want to use this disposable cup for Kiddush. Am I allowed to do that? So once about when they the first person went up with the question, talking about paper cup, I have to explain the paper cup to you. It was a paper cup which was not coated. And it was basically it was usable for one drink. Then the liquid, the water would seep into the paper, the cardboard, the thin cardboard, and then that was it. If you held it for too long, you eventually would have water running down your arm. Like, so it was not usable more than once. They've stopped pretty much making those really, really cheap. You know, like, you know, the. But then you have really, really flimsy plastic cups, which, you know, they're not really going to, you're not going to wash them afterwards. You know, they're not going to withstand the washing, whatever it is. Then you have the ones that really you could use multiple times, just hard plastic or harder plastic. I mean, something like this can be used multiple times. Right? So is this considered valid? Because Moshe has a tshuva about it. Moshe says it's fine. The reality is on record in regards to these travel ones, since Betzim, the reusable, the fact that you're throwing it out doesn't make it less of a clean. And now that has hashlochot, if you're going to accept that theory, it has hashlochot in regards to tefillas kelim and aluminum pans. It has hashlochot in regards to opening certain things on Shabbos. There's many different hashlochot, because one of the arguments about opening things on Shabbos is, well, since you throw it out, it's not really a kli, because it's only for one-time usage. If one-time usage, as the mission says, it's not a kli, but one-time usage. Okay. But that certain things are intrinsically that only have one-time usage, and those are talking on a kli. Certain things, so does throw away society make something which is about, something, they found cans from the Titanic. Canned goods from the Titanic, and they brought them up to the surface, and the food inside was still good. So this thing lasted 100 years. Right? So, well, no, that's not on the kli, because, you know, you throw it out. Like, you know, really? I mean, like, this thing lasts 100 years. Well, it's not a kli, because throw it out. Now, so this becomes, I don't have a problem with saying that's smarter, but then don't tell me you want to use it for Kiddush. Or you don't want to, right? So that you want to use it for, you're over here for there. There's Hanukkah. Oh, use an Eretz Hanukkah because it's a clean, no problem. So why don't you type with it when you type with the aluminum pants? You have aluminum pants, which you cannot use more than one time. They're very, very thin, very flimsy, and those that can't be used more than one time. So they're not talking about chayv and tefillah. But the ones which can be used multiple times, which we just don't do that. There are some people actually do that. My wife actually uses aluminum pants. But that's besides the point. Right. Make me a little suspicious thought. Right. So the car, they should go together. Not so simple. Ramosha actually seems to differentiate between the two. The Gabi Shabbos, which the issue of Hashivas, of a mice of taking kli, could be totally on how it's used. For the same kli it really has. So it's possible to differentiate between the two. And just to take an interesting question. Now, one last point about the congealed oil. And then I will take Mickey's question. So there's a mile of using Shemin Zayis. Any oil is kosher for Neres Chanukah. It's different than Shabbos, because by Shabbos you can use the light. So Chazal are afraid that certain lights are harder to use than others, and therefore the person might be tempted to try and make the light better. By Neres Chanukah, you're not allowed to use the light. So therefore the Brisa says kol shmonas shmonim are kosher for Neres Chanukah, as long as it's not going to go out. Okay, but that being said, the Mishnah brings from the Maharal actually that Halacha L'Maisa, it's Maharal Ner Mitzvah, that you should preferably use Shemen Zayis, because of it's a zecher for the Nes, which is in the Mikdash, which was with Shemen Zayis. So preferably you should use Shemen Zayis. Does congealed Shemen Zayis have the Milo Shemen Zayis for this purpose? For that Milo? So the simple answer is it's a?
Yes.
Machlokas, thank you. Okay, right, of course, right, what else? So I just think it's a fascinating question. What's the status of liquids, things which are mashka, which are now solidified, do they still maintain the din of a mashka? That's one question. The second question is, even if they do, or even if they don't, maybe Shemen Zayis is called Shemen Zayis either way. So on record, the mice, I think it's, or Shemen Zayis said it's fine. But just because it's, well, just for fun. there's a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Netil Sedayim, this discussion starts as honey is one of the seven mashkim. So if you dip your apple in your honey, right? So you'd have to wash. Let's say a person is gluten-free, they can't wash with the suda. They can eat the apple and the honey. Yeah, but dipping the apple in the honey, you'd have to wash because it's a little bit mashka. What about if it's crystallized honey? It's solidified. Is that considered tefillah b'mashka? So the Magen Avraham talks about that, and he says that if it's not tefillah kavanas latzviach, it's not wet enough, moist enough that it would moisten your hand to the point you would moisten something else when you touch it. Right? Touches your hand is not moist. It's real, enough that when your handprint will leave a little bit of moisture. That's called tefillah kavanas latzviach. If it's not that wet, it's not considered a mashka, and there's no din of the tefillah sedayim. Where's this Ligeya? This is Ligeya Fasad in Shaila. What's the bracha? What's the shear of the bracha achrayna? And what is the time frame of the bracha achrayna on yogurt and ice cream and many liquids which have been solidified? So do you judge them as liquids? They melt in your mouth, etc. You don't chew them, you just swallow them. They function similar to a liquid. And therefore the shear is revius. And the time frame is Mikdash Tis Revius. But you know them as a salad and the share is Gazayas, and the time frame is Kadach and the Spratz. So this is in the gay, every time you eat ice cream, you have the Shiloh. So Rabbi Yashav held that Ravadya held that's still considered a mashka, and the share is a Revius, Mikdash Tis Revius. So Mikdash Tis Revius is very short, very brief. But over there, because it's still tefach amanas latviach, it still will create a certain, ice cream unless it's really, really cold. Right? It still moistens your hand to some extent. So getting back to over here, the congealed oil. What?
There's no more hot water if you're drinking. That's how fast you're drinking it.
It doesn't change. The doesn't change per liquid. There's a famous Taz that deals with the issue of drinking hot drinks is the right. Or it's the gaya to drinking like very sharp alcoholic drinks. Does the zaman change?
Right.
So by hot drinks, actually, the Rosh Hashanah was on record that the Iker Psak is that it's totally in drinking tea. How long would it take to drink a shirvias of tea, which is longer than, right? But that's because tea is always drank that way. But this is milk. It's milk which is solidified. So you'd have to say milk is always drank that way. The Taz talked about regards to drinking Bramfen. That is Bramfen. That's the way it is, whiskey. So it's the gay person's having apple pie with ice cream. Does he have to wash his hands? He should wash his hands. It's a little mashka because you're having it with the liquid. So there are applications of this beyond just the hilchos over here. But getting back to over here, I think it's Rosh Hashanah held it was even if it was solidified. It's considered it's Shem and Zayas. It's fine to do that. Okay, that was the interesting halachic hechatimsa that I discussed with the boys earlier. Only get to the